I'm Tommy McNeil. Climate change, health care, equal pay for women, trade, Afghanistan, immigration, and impeachment of President Trump are many of the issues debated between Democratic presidential candidates Wednesday night in the U.S. State of Michigan. Like the first round of debates, frontrunner former Vice President Joe Biden was a target. His voting record as a U.S. senator was called into question, and he was asked whether or not he regretted voting opposite policies that are most common to the current Democratic platform. It gets tougher to appear on the stage at the third debate 6 weeks from now. To qualify, then, candidates must have 130,000 campaign contributors and at least 2% support in four polls. Only seven of this week's 20 debaters have already met the third debate criteria. The South Korean military detained a North Korean soldier who crossed the heavily fortified demilitarized zone and separates the two countries. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said on Thursday the soldier expressed his intention to defect to South Korea. The unidentified active soldier was first detected by thermal imaging equipment moving south near the river late on Wednesday, and South Korean troops took him into custody just before midnight. Also on Wednesday, the South Korean military recovered a body near the DMZ and suspect to be that of a North Korean civilian. That's according to a spokesman for South Korea's defense ministry on Thursday. This is VOA News. Germany has rejected the U.S. call to join an international mission to protect maritime traffic and the Strait of Hormuz. The United States had asked Germany to join France, Britain, and the mission to secure shipping through the strait, the narrow maritime passage through which international tankers actually go through. The spokesman there said that Germany will not take part in the sea mission presented and planned by the United States. German finance minister and vice chancellor Olaf Scholz said that it was important to avoid a military escalation in the Gulf region. And he said that a U.S.-led mission carried the risk of being dragged into an even deeper conflict. The United States on Wednesday imposed sanctions on Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, effectively slamming the door on the country's top diplomat. AP's Ed Donahue.
Zarif has been critical in the past of U.S. sanctions. He spoke in Tehran last year.
The U.S. administration appears to believe that imposing illegal draconian sanctions on Iran will bring about such pain to our nation that it will force us to submit to its will.
The highly unusual action of penalizing the top diplomat of another nation comes a month after President Trump placed sanctions on Iran's supreme leader. It's part of an escalating campaign to pressure Iran over its nuclear program. Zarif says on Twitter, sanctions have no effect on him or his family. He has no property or interest outside of Iran. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Trump administration is hailing this week's trade talks with China and Shanghai as a positive step. AP's Charles de la Desma reports.
Spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham says the U.S.-China meetings, aimed at ending a tariff war over trade and technology, are expected to resume in Washington in September. In a statement from officials, the Chinese confirmed their commitment to President Donald Trump to buy more U.S. agricultural exports, something Trump had publicly cast doubt on. Economists had said quick breakthroughs were unlikely because the two governments still face the same disagreements over China's technology policy and trade surplus. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. Central Bank decided to cut its benchmark federal funds rate by 0.25 point. Also, a tally of House Democrats now finds that nearly half support an impeachment inquiry against President Trump. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station, VOA1.